You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. Good morning.
Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. It's your host, your astrologer, and your friend Stephanie Powers, and I am coming at you live from southern Indiana, from a little town right outside of the big city, Evansville, where I am, yes, visiting family, just like I did last summer, and it feels oh so good. It's quite bizarre, you know, the evolution of my relationship to home. You guys know, if you've been listening for a long time, I was born and partially raised here in Evansville, Indiana. My parents split up. My mom kind of divorced the family, and we moved to New Hampshire with a guy she met here who was just on a work assignment in Indiana. Lord knows what he was doing here, but he was from Massachusetts originally. So he touted the idea, how about you and your kids move up there and be with me? And my mom, the adventurous Aquarius she is, was like, fuck yeah, like get me out of this tiny Midwest town. I want to go see what else is out there. And well, it's probably a better life for my kiddos. I mean, when you grow up in the Midwest where it is just rolling fields of nothing, moving somewhere like the Pacific Northwest or New England, the East Coast is just Candyland. You are in awe of how green and beautiful and wild and natural it is. So of course we jumped at the opportunity. So I was raised from about 7-8 years old on in New Hampshire, which, as you know, I have been like, no, thank you. I never want to be there. And now that I am older and mature, and now that my mom doesn't live there anymore and I have no connections to New England, I'm like, wait, I'm proud of being raised there. Wait, I like that place. I still would never live there, but I love it. I'm so just blessed. And in hindsight, I'm like, holy shit, all the things that my mom went through to ensure that I had a better life and was raised halfway across the country from where we were born. You know, here in the Midwest, people are very family oriented. They're very community oriented. It's beautiful to see. Now, the flip side of that is, I'll just be freaking honest, they're very one track minded. Like, this is what you do and this is how you do it. You do not go outside the box. So you can imagine an Aquarius parent saying, you know what? No. I remember my mom, the family that I come from is Catholic, right? Not super Christian, but Catholic enough to really go to church every weekend. And my mom didn't baptize my brother and I. Nope. And she got shit for it from my great grandma, which would have been her grandmother. She would tell her, literally in front of me and my brother, you and your kids are going to hell. You're going to go to hell. You're going to be condemned. And me and my brother are like sitting there with Cheetos and Mountain Dew or Mellow Yellow here in the Midwest, like just looking at her like, what's hell? And my mom was like, all right, so fine then. And then in the 90s, if you guys are old enough to remember, there was the Got Milk campaign where all the celebrities would have a milk mustache. And it was just pushing milk. I mean, public school, you're having milk with every meal. Walmart, grocery stores, milk, because those kids need to grow big, tall, strong, and have big, strong bones. And my mom never got milk. She did not. Maybe she would purchase like creamer to put in mac and cheese or drip in coffee, but like to give my brother and I glasses of milk to drink with meals and snacks, she was like, no. Do not put that near my kids. Nobody give my kids milk because they're not going to drink it anyway because I told them not to. And people would tell her, like, your kids are going to be sick. They're not going to grow. They're going to break their bones. And funny enough, me and my brother have never broken a bone. Knock on wood. But we are 35 and 37 now and we have never had a broken bone. But my mom's answer to people who are like, why are you doing that? She said, why would I give my kids baby calf growth fluid? They say that in the movie, I think it's Food Inc. There's a documentary about it where the doctor calls it baby calf growth fluid as well. But my mom was saying that before this movie came out, because this movie's from like 2015. But she would say, I'm not feeding my kids fluid meant to grow a baby mammal into a 1,000-pound giant mammal. Why would I do that? They're drinking water, okay? But that is my mom just standing fiercely in the name of opposition. Of course, she's an Aquarius, and that's just kind of what her sun sign came here to do. But this woman, think of, you know, I'm not a parent, so I'm not fully in that threshold of what it feels like to have these biological beings that you are in control of their safety, nourishment, and emotional well-being. I just can't even imagine. Happy Mother's Day. I tip my hat to everyone who is a mom, whether it's your biological baby or a fur baby or just a child or a parent. We all mother, even the men listening, we all mother and nurture in that way. But my mom, for her to just uproot us, and without giving you too much family tea, it's a segue into this episode. My mom and dad, when they went through a divorce, it was pretty nasty. It was really difficult. And my biological father, did not want my mom to move away with me and my brother, like, at all. I don't know why, because he struggles with mental health and alcohol issues. And so whenever it was his weekend to pick us up, he was a no call, no show. It was just bad, bad, bad. And I, as a little kid, did not want to be with him. I didn't feel good. My brother did. Maybe that's because, you know, a son wants their father. I don't know. But I would just constantly be like, I don't hate the guy, but I feel really uncomfortable when I'm at his house with his new wife and their kid. Like, it just felt so uncomfortable. And honestly, discovering my birth chart, realizing that I am a Scorpio moon, it was like, duh, a little Scorpio moon child going into a new home where they feel the undercurrent of hatred, anger, jealousy, rage. Like, get me the fuck out. And flash forward, I'm 24 years old and I go visit my dad and his wife, I believe. And it was all still there, all the same emotions. You know, there's energy between them where my dad and my mom still can't be in the same room. Like, that's some Scorpio level energy that I can still feel. My brother has a Leo moon. So of course he was like, sweet, another house, party, let's get food going. Whoa, dad, you got us new toys? Sweet, I'm a Taurus, give them all to me. I'll take Steph's if she doesn't want them. But I was just like, no, mom, pick me up. I want out of here now. And whenever my mom would, because poor me, I would wail and cry and be like, I'm not staying here. I'm so uncomfortable. She would suck it up, poor thing, probably wanted a break from the kids and come get me. And just as soon as I sat down in her minivan, would take the deepest sigh of relief and just, oh, I'm okay. So weird. And my dad never abused me, never nothing. So I don't know, just totally Scorpio energy. So welcome to another, did I just lay on some really heavy shit? Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. We're going to talk about spirituality and astrology today. This is life, right? Ugh, we're all going through some deep stuff. And obviously the Sag in me is like, sense of humor is the most potent medicine. Laugh it off, move forward through it, right? I'm recording this on Friday, May 10th with a delicious macadamia milk latte. And I was going to have my mom join us, but she's running errands, and being the Aquarius she is, she's always going to volunteer classes. And we're going to talk about her a lot today. So maybe if she stops by, I'll press pause and have her come on the show and talk about what I'm about to talk about. Just give her perspective on maybe how she sees her mom. And I feel so blessed that I have a mom that I can sit here and be like, hey, mom, on microphone, on air, in front of thousands of people, you hurt me when you did this, or I felt this when you did that. That's my norm. She's so cool, so freaking cool, that I don't realize that other people's moms will not tolerate that. They will just hit you with, oh, so I was the worst mom ever, right? You're so ungrateful, right? You're so sensitive. Oh, the things I have heard from other people's moms, I can't believe. And I'm sure my mom wants to say things like that, but she just knows better. So she'll just sit here and say, wow, wasn't my intention. I've loved you guys, always will. It wasn't perfect, but you can share how I hurt you. And honestly, just having a parent sit still and just give you quiet, safe space to share how they hurt you, that is so healing. I don't need my mom to say, I'm so sorry, let me go buy you a gift. I'm so sorry, let me give you money. Let me go do this for you. I don't need any of that. It's so soothing to just be heard and to have a parent say, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Or if I did, I was just angry at the time. It was never my intention. I was doing the best I could with what I knew. And I love you. I'm sorry. It's so simple, right? And I always say, if I ever have children one day, just remembering that in the corner of my mind, I am going to cause them trauma. You know, JL and I are co-parenting his little ones, and I've been in their life for 5 years now. And so I'm sure something I'd said or did has caused them a little bit of pain that they'll bring up later in life. I already know that they're so confused, like, Steph, do you live in Indiana? Do you live in Texas? Do you live in Florida? Their poor little minds are like, where do you live? And why aren't you at birthday parties? Why are you so far away? I'm going to have to eventually tell them, like, hey, talk to me. How did that hurt your feelings? I'll be here to hear it, right? It's not easy. Of course, I want to be defensive and say, but there is no but. That was their perception of their reality, and they should be entitled to it. You know, and they're younger. It's our job as adults to guide the youth, the younger generations, to say, hey, we're not perfect. We're trying the best we can, but we're going to stumble and hurt you along the way. And then we're going to give you safe space to share it with us. And we're going to apologize. And we're going to move forward and try not to do it again as we're all growing up, right? So happy Mother's Day. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. I thought it was all too appropriate to dive into the birth chart, to give you guys information, to look at your own charts, to figure out your relationship to your mom, your mother. Now, I know we have a lot of ears listening to this, and the word mother is so nuanced nowadays. So when I say mother, and when we talk about these placements in your birth chart that can give you a little clues on how to clean up the subconscious closet of wounds with mother, I'm not just talking about the biological woman that gave birth to you through her vaginal canal, okay? Of course, that is the literal definition. So if you were blessed with that being your situation, this is who we're talking about. But when I say mother, what I mean is any feminine person that raised you. So sometimes this can apply to dad if he were more feminine and mom was more masculine, out of the house, not emotional, making the money. But dad was at home and nurturing and talking about emotions with you and protecting you, right? So this episode is about the feminine energy that raised you, that brought you up. This could be a stepmom. This could be an adoptive mom. This could be your grandmother or your great-grandmother. This could be a teacher that ended up just spending lots of time with you, and they are the woman that you think of, the feminine energy that really brought you up and turned you from a child into an adult. Okay? So this is what we're going to talk about on this episode. We're going to talk about a few things that we can look at in the birth chart to see our relationship to our mothers. And remember, whenever I say mothers, I'm talking about any feminine energy, the feminine energy that most raised you and brought you up. Okay, let's dive into this. So in order for you to get the most out of this episode, you're going to need to know a few things. Obviously, your birth chart. You need to know the ruler of your fourth house or see if there's any placements in the fourth house. You'll need to know your moon sign, very important. And then finally, we're going to wrap up the episode talking about an asteroid called Ceres, C-E-R-E-S, Ceres. So there's a few ways you guys probably know how to pull up your birth chart if you're listening to this, not worried about you. So you probably know your sun and your moon at minimum. But Ceres, the asteroid, you can do this one of two ways. You can go to astro.com, click on extended chart selection, and then go to the bottom and click on the asteroid box. It's usually on the lower left-hand side, and click Ceres, C-E-R-E-S. Or pop into Google, what is my Ceres sign? And Cafe Astrology, a wonderful website, has a whole timetable of when Ceres entered the signs. You can go pick yours out from there. Ceres is the asteroid of our mother. It is both how we are as mothers, but it's also representative of how we viewed our mothers and how we received emotional nurturing or lack thereof from our mothers. So because you guys know our motto around here is feet on the ground, head in the stars. Just before we dive into all this information, I want to tell you, what's the point? What is the point of listening to all of this about mothers and our relationship to it, right? Do we just get validation of what we've been through? Yeah. Like I was saying to you guys earlier, sometimes it's really nice and gives you closure when someone who caused you pain or trauma or crisis just gives you validation of, yes, I did do that. And yes, I'm really sorry. So as you listen to this episode, maybe you just feel validated, or maybe you are on a journey to heal your mother wounds so you can become a great mother for someone or something one day. Or maybe you're listening to this and you really want to figure out what was once a rocky relationship with your mom, and now as an adult, you can have a very peaceful, grounded, mature, emotionally grounded relationship to mom. This is why these placements in astrology are oh so important. You know, the art and the science of astrology is simply just made to understand people better. Because you guys know, I'm sure you listening to this have had friendship breakups, been through divorces, breakups, emotional abuse, sexual abuse. All of these things are just so, our human brains try to understand them. And at the bare minimum, if we can't come to an agreement with someone who hurt us through a mutual understanding, the most we can do to heal from negative energies like that cast upon us is to just validate. Validate. You know, we so often gaslight ourselves. Well, that person hurt me because their parents abused them, and it's okay because I get why they do that. Like, no, it's not okay. And so many of us, I think there's some probably amazing people who could be phenomenal podcasters or writers or artists listening to this right now, but they won't, because the subject that their heart screams, that's my muse. I want you to talk about the pain people have caused you. I want you to share what your dad did to you. I want you to share what your husband or your wife or your mom or your siblings, how they treated you, because someone's going to resonate with that story and get their own sense of validation or their own sense of connectedness to know that they are not alone and what they went through, but they won't share that because they don't have a situation where they can share the pain they've been through without someone saying, oh, I'm just the worst ever. I didn't treat you like that. How dare you share that publicly? Everyone's entitled to their perception of a situation. Of course, you know, having podcasted for 5 years now, I've had people say, like, dude, why are you sharing that? Well, and I felt bad. I have. I've been like, well, did I overshare? Big Sagittarius, foot and mouth. The answer is no. Now, there is a fine line with oversharing, giving too much detail. Of course, we want to be respectful to people, but you are always entitled to how you perceived a situation. You can share it. So many people that I've talked about have been like, what if I share my side? And I say, I'll bring you on my show to share your side. Go ahead. I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be. And it's interesting to have other people's perspective of a situation that they're entitled to. Even if I play the villain in someone's story, let's talk about it. Let's come to a mutual agreement and understanding. So whenever there's people that's like, you can't say that, I'm like, you know, like free speech is a beautiful part of being an American, and the internet is invented for anybody to write or share or talk or podcast about whatever they want. So if it bothers you that much, make your own podcast. Talk about me. I'm so sassy, Jesus. But it's true. Okay, guys. So know your series, know your moon. So when it comes to dissecting our birth chart to see what's up with mom, what's up with our relationship to the woman, the feminine energy that raised us, the first thing I see in a chart that makes me think, oh, this person has a lot more energy going towards their mother. Fixing relationship with mom, probably being hurt and neglected and abandoned by mom. And that's a part of their soul's core journey in this go-around are, of course, Cancer placements. Cancer sun, Cancer moon, Cancer rising, or planets in the fourth house in your birth chart. You guys know around here when we see Pluto in the fourth house, we call that popped out of mama with trauma, because usually this is someone who says, oh yeah, my relationship to my mother or my grandmother really pushed me into pain, but pulled me into my power. Right? The sun is in the fourth house. There's a core theme of healing your mother wound. You might go back and forth to, I love my mom, we're so close, to, I'm not close with my mom, we're getting divorced for a minute here, we're separating, so on and so forth. But Cancer sun, Cancer moon, Cancer rising, these are usually my people who are here to heal their relationship to mom or feminine energy as a whole. Now, your moon sign is oh so important when it comes to mom. Remember, when I say mom, I'm going to remind you for the last time, when I say mom, it's any feminine figure that raised you. Your moon, while it is the true test of romantic compatibility and really deep intimacy relationship compatibility, not your sun sign, your moon, this is also how you viewed your mom growing up. So if the moon, we're just going to go through this super quick. If your moon is in Aries, either mom was a leader and masculine, probably out of the house more than in, or she yelled, she screamed, she was loud. She was either a fierce leader or an overprotector. If your moon is in Taurus, maybe mom cared about money a little too much and you felt like she would choose work and a paycheck over you. Or your mom was so lovely. You have memories with her gardening. Maybe she had a beautiful voice. She just felt like the grounding force you needed. If your moon is in Gemini, maybe mom was verbally abusive towards you. Or maybe she was your best friend who you ran to with all the goss. If your moon is in Cancer, mom could have been emotionally cold, frozen, or very reactive, and you had to parent her. Or your mom was just the epitome of moms and you felt nurtured, cared for, nourished emotionally. She probably cooked for you all the time and you just really appreciate her. If your moon is in Leo, your mom must have been a drama queen, or there were so many siblings around that you just felt like a number. Or maybe your mom was super fun and funny and you guys played together and she really nourished your inner child. Or if your moon's in Leo, your mom may have robbed you from a childhood. If your moon is in Virgo, do you feel like you have to mother your mother? Did you feel like you have to bring structure to her chaotic life? Sometimes when the moon is in Virgo, our moms can be hyperprotective of us, overprotective of us, really encourage us to do what they want us to do instead of letting us be individuals and do what we want to do. Maybe your mom was super critical, or maybe your mom was too anxious and has so much anxiety of her own that she really didn't notice you. If your moon is in Libra, maybe mom taught you how to have a good marriage and a partnership, the importance of having fair, balanced relationships. Maybe mom was an artist and beautiful, and you just looked at her and thought, that is the mark of beauty, inside out. Or you watched your mom lie. You watched your mom have affairs and cheat. You watched your mom be super sweet and kind to the neighbors. And then when you go inside, your mom talks so much shit about them. And it leaves you really confused on how to have healthy relationships. If your moon was in Scorpio, you guys know this is mine, you either viewed your mom as a phoenix rising from the ashes. You may have seen your mom get abused physically, emotionally, verbally. Ugh. Or you look at your mom as the true test of resiliency, of transformation. Your mom taught you how to be in your power. Or you watched mom get overpowered. So I got to stop and share my experience of my mom since my moon is in Scorpio and 100% fits the bill. You guys, I watched my mom go from raising us as a single parent on welfare. I have seen her cry in church basements, food bank, getting us just pasta and butter and milk. Not for us to drink milk, but to put in the pasta. Crying. Being held by people because she's so afraid of how she's going to feed us. I've watched her count food stamps in order to go buy us groceries. I've watched her pay for gas with quarters. I went from that as between like 6 and 8 years old to being a teenager and she's making $250,000 a year with a master's degree in nursing, informatics, and engineering, flying to Italy for a 3-month work contract. It
doesn't get any more Scorpio than that. Seeing someone completely lose their power to the small town and their own family traumas and relationship traumas. Yes, I have seen my dad emotionally, physically abuse my mom. There's that Scorpio side. To my mom being Miss Independent, buying her own house, working a job like she did, flying all over the world for work. I mean, holy shit. That is so wild. And I gotta say, I'm still in that. I remind myself to just calm my emotions because now my mom is like Miss Farmer over here living in small town Midwest, just living that peaceful life in her retirement years, where I'm like, wait, like, where's the woman who wore business suits every day and flew first class to San Diego and LA and Italy and Europe? Like, now she's out here in the same old Walmart clothes every day, just gardening. And she taught a Girl Scouts class in the woods yesterday. She loves it. But it's weird. I do have moments where I'm like, you're so different. I don't recognize you. You know, and she's been through so much trauma with my brother's epilepsy diagnosis and now being on full disability. That just really altered and changed her personality big time. And so I've had to watch my mom die and be reborn and die and be reborn. And when you think of Scorpio, you think of a literal death, of course. And sometimes it does mean that. But very often, just to stop here, the Scorpio placements, the eighth house placements, they're not literal death. It's usually metaphorical. And as a Scorpio moon, how I view my mom is I have watched this woman die and be reborn and rise like a phoenix from the ashes. I mean, she gets handed a deck of cards that give her the forecast of, like, your life's going to suck. You're going to be poor. You're going to be broke. You're going to have no healthy relationships. And she says, hold my beer. She just radically grabs the lemons and makes this giant tub of lemonade for both herself and for me and my brother and then the whole community. And you're like, what? How did you do that? And funny enough, my most, like, prominent memories of growing up with my mom is she loves, has a passion for disaster and crisis preparation. I, when I was young, used to go with her to these like Red Cross training classes to where there was a huge blizzard and an ice storm in New England. This is where they would go to help people. I mean, she goes to disaster prep courses all the time, and it's natural disaster stuff, or of course, war, stuff like that. And so I always say, if shit hits the fan, she is who you want on your side because she knows what to do. If there is crisis, she is on her game. If that's not Scorpio, I don't know what is. Now, here's the interesting part of astrology is that my brother has a Leo moon matching hers. And if I were to get him on the podcast, I'm like, hey, Ben, how did you view our mom? He probably would not say anything that I just did. He probably doesn't even remember her going to these Red Cross disaster prep courses, right? Because he has a Leo moon. So the lens he is viewing her from, totally, totally different than the one I'm viewing her from. You know, he was kind of the Taurus wild child. So he got yelled at way. I don't even think I ever was yelled at or punished. I was just Miss Goody Two Shoes looking at things around me like, okay, everything else is chaotic. So let me just be the good girl, the people pleaser, because we've got enough stress. I don't want to add to that bucket. My brother with his little fiery Leo moon was like, fuck that. I'm going to be the bad kid. So he got yelled at more by her. He got to experience the wrath of fire, whereas I watched the waters of transformation. Isn't that cool how you view your parents differently? How if you have siblings, everyone experiences your parents in a different way. Look at the moon. Sagittarius moon. If you've got that, your parents might have been too busy to really focus on you here, there, everywhere, moving around a lot. Or don't sleep on a Sagittarius fire sign's ability to say things that hurt your feelings, blunt truths where you're like, whoa, can you soften the edges of that blow, mom and dad? You know, a Sagittarius that doesn't get, you know, it's like a horse stuck in a gate. If a Sagittarius does not get to run, boy, horses can do some damage with them hooves. I mean, these are 1,000-pound mammals that are pure muscle, horsepower. A Sagittarius can be nasty, right? And they are ruled by Jupiter. Go big. or do nothing at all. So their tempers can get huge, raging, giant. So people who have a Sagittarius moon, they could have experienced Mom as really raging, big, over just all-encompassing energy. Or your mom may have taught you so much about the world. She may have taken you traveling, short trips. She may have taken you to museums, concerts, shows. She was fun. She really altered your belief systems. Sometimes Sagittarius moons viewed Mom as a hyper-religious person or a very spiritual person. Someone who may have pushed her beliefs onto you or helped you foster your own as an individual. A Capricorn moon. Mom may have been more like Dad. She may have been more masculine. She may have been very structured to where you're like, Mom, you're a little too rigid. Like, structure and routine is important, but think outside the box. Soften up a little bit, Mom. Or the empowered side is Mom was very reliable. She might have made a lot of money or inherited a lot of money, so you went to her for finances. She may have been a prominent figure in society, political, physician, someone the town knew. Very put together and loyal. Or Mom could have been the one that disciplined you the most, to where you're like, whoa, Mom, I'm grounded again for not getting an A. I got a B plus. What's wrong with that? No, it's not good enough. So a Capricorn moon can sometimes view Mom as, I'm never good enough for her. Or she really taught me how to be successful and have self-discipline. I am successful today and I owe it all to her, says a Capricorn moon. An Aquarius moon, this can mean my mom's weird. She's different. She's really eccentric. Or my mom is my best friend. I love her. My mom is either an outcast and pushes everyone away and she's kind of a loner and that affected me. I felt bad for her. Or I took on those characteristics and I do the same. Or my mom had so many friends in and out of the house. She was so into conspiracy theories. She was so just different that I now have a wide array of friends and I'm very tight-knit with the community, says an Aquarius moon. And the last one, a Pisces moon. This is sometimes indicative of Mom was there, but not there. Her body was in the room, but her heart was not. Her emotions, gone. She's just mute. This can sometimes mean Mom struggled with alcohol issues, substance abuse issues. Mom was just kind of always in her own fantasy, to where you're like, she's here and she's showing up and we're having a birthday party, but I don't feel like she's here. She's just kind of going through the motions. Or the good side of this is your mom with a Pisces moon gives you unconditional love. You feel so accepted, appreciated, loved. You don't feel afraid to tell your mom where you fucked up or where you did wrong, because you know she will always be on your side and blanket you with unconditional love. With a Pisces moon, Mom may have also taught you about spirituality. Your mom's probably into astrology. So that is your moon placement, but I want to talk about Ceres. So pull up your Ceres, and we're going to run down the list of this beautiful asteroid real quick. Ceres is representative of the sign Taurus, right? So when you think of Ceres, she's like the goddess of the earth, the earth mother. She's representative of safety, nourishment. She's the goddess of agriculture and harvest. She takes 3 months to move through a sign. So Ceres is more the earth mother, the practical day-to-day nurturing and nourishing, whereas the moon is more emotional mothering. So Ceres in your birth chart will talk about your birth mother. It also shows how you connect to your children or nurturing. This could be animals, children, other people around you. And it represents what we need and want to feel nurtured. A lot of people with strong Ceres in their chart are usually an activist for children or earth, nature as a whole. Or a difficult Ceres in the birth chart could show grief or separation from your mother or children. So let's go through the Ceres signs and talk about it. My Ceres is in Pisces in the 11th house of Aquarius. Is that not so perfect with my mom? Wow. So Ceres, sometimes, guys, did you guys know I give fertility readings to help women time when to conceive, when to give birth? Ceres can signify a time when a woman would give birth, especially if she's going through Leo or the fifth house. All right, Ceres through the signs. If Ceres is in Aries, you feel nurtured by being granted independence, and you nurture others by giving them independence. The shadow side of this is wounding can happen if your mom dominated you or pushed you towards independence before you were ready. Sometimes with Ceres and Aries, your most important identity trait will be being a parent or a provider. Right? It might be necessary, though, for you to learn how to nurture yourself first. If your Ceres is in Taurus, you receive nurturing through physical touch. You can gain self-worth by providing for yourself financially. This is sometimes the mark of a hoarder. So if your Ceres is in Taurus, was your mom a hoarder or are you? What are we doing here? Do we want this or do we need this? Ceres in Gemini. You probably experienced mom or felt nurtured by mom when she allowed you to talk. And this is someone who loves to ask why. And if you have a mother who tells you this is why, that's why, great question, let's talk about it, you feel nurtured. Sometimes Ceres in Gemini is indicative of mother giving you verbal abuse. Right? Feed you with ideas. Nurture siblings or siblings nurture them when Ceres is in Gemini. When Ceres is in Cancer, you must bond with your mother or a feminine figure. It is so important for that side of you to have a bond with female energy. If your basic needs were met as a child, you will be so good at nurturing others. But when you're deprived of nurturing or smothered by a hypersensitive parent, you can become codependent. Ceres in Cancer is like the ideal home and mother. It's a mother to the world, especially when it's in the fourth house. When Ceres is in Leo, this is a child who needs parents to foster a sense of pride in them, right? Let them safely self-express themselves. I hope that your mother nurtured you by helping you tap into your creativity and making you feel unafraid to take risks and nourish you through play. Now, the shadow side of this is you might have been robbed from childhood. You might have felt like it was not safe to just play and have fun. You need to be more productive. You need to help around the house more than you need to play, right? You may have lacked a sense of pride. You may have been raised by parents who were really struggling with their own self-confidence and took on that trait. Ceres in Virgo feels nurtured through acts of service. Either your mom taught you self-competence or was a helicopter parent, right? So when Ceres is in Virgo, you can become a parent who works really hard or someone who works in health and nutrition, especially for women and children. Just watch out for being very controlling with energies towards your mom or your children. When Ceres is in Libra, mother may have fostered a positive attitude towards relationships. You might nurture people by showing the right conduct in one-on-one relationships. It's very important when Ceres is in Libra that you show others the beauty in the world and that you're nurtured by a partner. You know, I'll pause here for a moment. And when I read people with heavy seventh house placements or Libra placements, I always feel bad for them. And the reason is because the world tells you, you know, especially the culture here in the United States, independence, be single, do this, like you don't need a partner. And that's like the hot topic right now is I don't need no man. I'm gonna do everything by myself. And there's a time and a place for that. Don't get me wrong. I am feminist over here. But people with Libra or seventh house placements are really learning the art of relationships. And you can't learn the art of relationships unless you're in them. It's like school. You can sit in a classroom behind the safety of a book and a teacher and a whiteboard, but you really don't learn until you throw yourself in the fire, until you go out there. You can study accounting. You can study nursing in a school with the safety of a dummy and practice. But when you're on the floor in the hospital, being a nurse with critical care coming in and out fast, holy crap, That's a whole new world, and you're learning really great skills without even realizing it, just by the act of doing it. This is Libra in seventh house placements. These are my people who I say, here's your permission slip to be in relationships all the time, to get yourself in sticky relationships, because you're learning, you're answering the call of mastering these placements. When Ceres is in Libra, unconditional love is very important. Just watch out for really struggling to let go of a relationship because of the nurturing it provides. When Ceres is in Scorpio, nurturing equals intense emotional bonding. Your mother may have taught you emotional self-control, or the opposite. Your mother may have modeled no emotional self-control. She may have talked about her sex life way too soon or inappropriately in front of you, and it makes you just feel like, whoa, you're my mom. I don't want to hear that. That's too much. I don't want to know about your deepest pains and abuse. No. Self-worth is gained when they transform negativity from women, mother, into love. Sometimes with Ceres and Scorpio, sex is essential in giving and receiving nurturing. Just watch out for using sex as a way to connect and feel something. You know, sometimes people don't know how to communicate, don't know how to have the tough conversations. And so sex is a very easy way out to be like, well, I don't know how to even begin this conversation, so let's just do a little dance under the sheets because I feel something. And then ultimately, it's almost like you're creating your own sexual trauma by forcing yourself to have sex when you really don't want to, because the emotional connection, especially for us women, it's all emotional, isn't there. So this is an important series, I would say, of course, Miss Scorpio Moon, to study if you have your series in Scorpio or the eighth house. Sometimes with Ceres and Scorpio, intense experiences are nurturing. So that's good, but just don't create your own crisis causing other people trauma in order to feel this nurturing button. You know what I'm saying? Ceres and Sagittarius. Ideally, your mother encouraged education, travel, and freedom, or she blocked you from that. Well, we don't go to college around here. It's too expensive. We don't have money to go travel. You figure out, get your own passport. You don't get freedom. I'm instilling my beliefs onto you, and you need to follow them with rigidity. But Ceres and Sagittarius normally nurtures others by teaching them to expand their mind, work with philosophies that address human needs. Ceres and Capricorn. Hopefully, your mother taught you how to be responsible, organized, and achieve great success. You might nurture others by giving them practical tools for success. And sometimes with Ceres and Capricorn, you can feel that love from mom was given conditionally based on your achievement. This can be a placement of someone who is constantly trying to impress mom. And sometimes with this one, you have to accept that no matter what you do, you're not going to impress her or receive her validation or her sense of good job, well done, because she can't even give that to herself. So you're seeking something from someone who can't even provide it from themselves. That's kind of a never-ending battle here, right? A lot of people with Ceres and Capricorn or the 10th house have public work, especially with children or food-related business. When Ceres is in Aquarius, your mom could have taught you self-determination and to fight for the rights of others. You might nurture others by accepting all of their eccentricities. My mom, with all the random people, cats, dogs, kids that show up at her little barn house, when they come over, she's like, this is the land of the misfits. She like throws her hands up. It's the land of the misfits. Come one, come all. And I'm like, Mom, you're the most Aquarius creature. Do you not realize that you're the popular kid on the block? You're actually the Leo who everybody, the cool kids, the dorky kids, the athletes, the artists, the wealthy people, the poor people, like everybody comes to your house. So you're not the misfits. You're the popular kid. And her Aquarius is like, ugh, no, I'm the black sheep, not the cool sheep. Aquarians, when are you guys going to realize that you're actually the cool kids that everybody wants to be? Okay. Self-worth with Ceres and Aquarius is gained by following your unique path and helping other people follow theirs. right? Sometimes with Ceres in this placement or in the 11th house, you mother through friendships. So with Ceres in the 11th house, watch out for attracting friends that you feel like you have to mother. Because similar to mothering a romantic partner, when you're mothering your friends, all of a sudden you're like, wait, I want them to mother me. I'm tired. And vice versa. Sometimes you can attract friends that mother you and the relationship is not balanced or equal or healthy in that way, right? This is normally someone who's got extended families, a blended family, belongs to support groups, nurtures the collective, right? When Ceres is in Aquarius or the 11th house, these are people who nurture through social media. Oh, this is me. I got my Ceres in the 11th house and I swear you guys are my friends. I don't know all of your faces, but I view you and feel you as my friends when I hop on this microphone. Last but not least, Ceres in Pisces. Nurturing is compassion. When Ceres is in Pisces, we take away pain from others through empathy or inspiring them with faith. Medicine for their own grief with Ceres in Pisces is through healing others. When Ceres is in Pisces or the 12th house, there can be very karmic themes in parenthood, loss, illness, rejection from their parents or children sometimes can experience this. So Ceres in Pisces is a beautiful one. A lot of spiritual healers have this in their chart. And like I was telling you guys at the very beginning of this podcast, I said, I feel so lucky that I have a mom who will sit patiently and listen to me share, hey, these are the ways you hurt me. And she just gives me that compassion of, I'm sorry. She never fights it. She never argues it. She never tries to talk me out of it and say, no, that's wrong. This is what really happened. She just lets me go. And my brother. In fact, you know, my brother, he's a guy. He struggles with communicating emotions, although through years of therapy, he's impressive. He's really good now. But she used to ask him, like, Ben, how have I traumatized you? How did I hurt you? Share it with me. What did I do? How did I mess up? Like, how many parents do you know will actively approach you and say, can you share with me how I hurt you? Nobody. That is some bravery right there. So I think this is how my Ceres in Pisces manifests. My mama does that for me. So what other way to drive this point home than to ask my mama?
Ask me what? What? I just walked in.
I'm doing a Mother's Day episode.
Oh, it is for Mother's astrology. Day weekend.
Yeah, so I'm talking about the parts in a birth chart that describe your relationship to your mom. Oh. Your moon sign, what's yours?
Leo.
Good job. Oh. Look at you. You're a Leo moon. And then there's an asteroid I brought into this episode called Ceres, C-E-R-E-S. And that tells us how you viewed your mom. Like your moon tells us how you viewed your mom growing up. Your Ceres says, how did your mom nurture you?
Are you asking me?
We're about to. I'm going to pull your chart up and show you your Ceres placement.
Oh.
But since you remember that, yes, here's your chart. You see it?
I am looking at your screen.
Do you see what house number your moon is in?
Where is the moon?
Here's your Leo.
Oh, there's the moon. Is it in number one?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when we have our moon in Leo, this normally tells us that one of two things, right? There's an empowered and a disempowered side to every placement in astrology. When your moon's in Leo, did you view your mom as a drama queen?
No.
Did you view your mom as feisty?
Yes.
Did she really lack self-confidence?
Probably.
Could you, growing up, was there a lot of yelling in your home?
Yes. Sorry, I yelled that out.
With your moon in the first house, would you say your mom built you up as an individual?
No.
Or broke you down and made you lose your sense of individuality?
Yes.
Oh, do you ever see your mom as fun?
No.
Did she kind of rob you of a childhood?
Yeah.
Would you say she hurt your inner child?
Yes.
These are all Leo things. And so this is how the moon manifests. Now, my moon as your daughter... Do you know what my moon is?
Well, it's probably
tattooed on my body.
It's probably. Oh, you're. I was going to look at your house or something, but Pisces. No, wait. What? What's on your?
It's my tattoo is a moon that turns into a wave to represent water, and that what's that M symbol? It looks like an M.
It's not Aquarius. Pisces, I thought was...
Get closer to the mic.
I thought it was Pisces.
It's Scorpio.
Water and Scorpio doesn't make sense to me.
Scorpio is a water sign.
It is?
You're right, though. Pisces is like the sign of the ocean, but Scorpio right. is a water sign.
Okay.
I know. It's the second language.
Scorpions don't even swim, okay?
You know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong. And Cancer is a crab by the ocean. So you know what? I love that Aquarian mind. Now, my moon is in Scorpio, which means I viewed you in a very Scorpio lens. Because don't you think if you were to ask Ben how he viewed you growing up and then me how I viewed you growing up?
It would be different.
Dramatically different responses.
But you were dramatically different children.
Right.
And you did get treated differently by me.
Yeah.
I had to. You taught me that. You kids taught me that.
Who brought out a Leo roaring side of you?
Ben. The boy.
Who did you feel calm and like you could tell your secrets to?
My daughter.
Oh, there's the moon coming out. So a Scorpio moon child would see their parents as a phoenix rising from the ashes. And I share that, yeah, I saw you go from welfare to working in Italy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's not something people normally see.
Hanging out in Pompeii and trucking it on up Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah. So
and Etna.
I've watched you live
on Catalina Island.
I told people I've never seen you physically die, but I've seen you emotionally, spiritually die and be reborn. And
yep.
Die and be reborn.
Yep.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, because if you look around in my old neighborhood where I am now and all my old past buddies and family members, they have not done anything at all and they're miserable.
And that's what's usually normal. But you're a phoenix who rises from the ashes. I've seen you come back from cancer.
Yeah.
Like twice with that tumor in your uterus.
Yeah.
Right?
You are, oh, that was
me,
rough.
I view you as the epitome of resiliency and strength.
So does that give you strength when your times are tough?
Exactly.
Like my mom did it. I can do it.
Exactly. Or I think my mom made decisions and then had to accept the consequences. I didn't make those. So to honor her, I should go try as hard as I can to achieve this.
You don't suffer and try too hard, though, do you?
Of course. My moon's in the sixth house of Virgo.
Oh.
Work, 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 work.
Play, 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 play.
That's the Leo moon. Now, I pulled in an asteroid called Ceres, and I already looked at mine. Mine's in Pisces, and I said, yeah, my mom made me feel unconditionally loved. I feel like I can tell you anything, whether it's negative, good, bad, and you won't say, oh, you're such a brat. Oh, I heard you. I was a bad mom. Would you?
No.
Why don't you say that?
Because I don't want to break you down like my parents did to me.
No. Now
I wanted to break a cycle.
Aquarius. Your Ceres is right here. That looks like a little question mark.
It does.
Can you see what sign it's
and
in?
A feminine sign at the same time. Crab? Is that a crab? What is this symbol here? It looks like a little crab.
It's Taurus.
Oh, hello, Taurus. You look crabby today.
It does look like a little crab with pinchers.
We
but
need
it's
to draw
the
better.
Bowl.
Oh.
The horns.
Okay. I see a bowl with horns now.
No, this is the crab right here.
That?
Yeah.
That's a 69.
I know. But your
that's
Ceres,
a yin yang.
Your Ceres is in Taurus. Did you feel like you got physical touch as a child?
No.
Did you kind of wish you did?
Well, hit, but that's not what you mean.
No, I mean nurturing.
Well, as a child and never getting physical touch or never being hugged and still to this day by my parent, I wouldn't have known that that was something I needed until I was 18 when a boy wanted to hug me and I'm like, awkward, my arms stayed to my side and I stiffened up and they're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, that's uncomfortable.
Aww.
Isn't that sad?
That's very sad.
But that's my reality.
Yeah. But Ceres and Taurus, usually I look at this to see how you mother your children. This would be someone who brings their children in nature.
I did.
Teaches them about money. Who loves to teach them about gardening.
Yes.
Food.
Yes.
How to cook with it. How to grow it.
Everything. Teach you everything.
Now it's in the 11th house, which is sometimes people who love to mother their friends.
Yeah, I've
done collective. That. Do you mother people?
I have done that for years, but I'm not doing it as much as I used to. I'm starting to uncomfortably say no.
Sometimes this is a placement of a hoarder.
Oh.
When Ceres is in Taurus, I get self-worth through collecting things.
I am glad I'm not a classic hoarder where it's just you can't walk. I mean, you do have to step over a couple things. All I got to do is pick it up.
But it's all hobby stuff to do
it is.
With cannabis, nature,
Your reality.
Medicine. Herbalism.
Your existence.
There you go.
There's like right on the floor right now. I can see a very large, thin box, and it's a paint by number for adults.
A paint by number for adults.
One day I'll just paint it, but not today.
Artistry series and tours.
I love art.
So we just wanted to ask you how you feel like it's manifested having a moon in Leo. Did you view your mom on the good or the bad side of this sign?
Bad.
Well, what do you? It's how funny. Your mom is a Leo.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I think she could have had a lot more fun, and if she would let herself.
Yeah. But now you get to. Would you say with the moon in Leo, you healed your inner child through having children?
It probably helped.
Because you got to be a kid through them again.
Oh, that was fun.
That's normal.
Wasn't it fun?
It was very fun.
Remember camping?
Yes. I remember holidays.
Bike riding with flashlights tied to our handlebars.
Yeah.
So fun. Yeah. Oh, and holidays? Yeah.
You're hilarious.
We had fun.
We still
had fun. We were poor as dirt and we had fun.
I didn't notice.
No, you guys
did
know it.
I had more fun when we were poor than I have when I have money.
Yeah, because it's more stressful with money.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's true.
That was the Mother's Day episode. I just wanted to read that out loud to you and see what you think.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Do you have any final messages for the people listening about Age of Aquarius? I know they really liked your email.
Well, if we talk about our mothers, not everybody has a loving mother. Not everybody's ever felt the love of a mother. I've only felt it once, and that's when I was in a shaman experience, and they were going to do a healing, and I felt it, and I just broke down in tears, and that lady was magical up in New Hampshire. It was amazing, but you don't always just have it, and don't get mad at your mother for it. Don't get mad at yourself for it. Don't get mad at your life for it. Go out and find love and give love. It's everywhere.
What would you say to people who have moms who just won't heal, who just won't grow up?
Don't put too much effort and energy in trying to help them. They're on their own journey. It's hard pill to swallow because you know what needs to be done and you love them and you want the best for them. But, man, back off. Go do something fun. Take a walk in the nature. It's not your card to play.
But some people just can't accept my mom won't change. Do you ever look at your mom and say, she still won't hug me. She still won't tell me she loves me.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about it because that's who she is, and she's 83 now, so that's just the way she's going to die. I'm okay with that. I know she cares. I do know that. I don't ever feel it, but I know it.
Wow, that's a quote. I don't ever feel it, but I know it. Now, we have a lot of young moms listening to this, too, and my generation raising kids, we're all like, oh, shit, now we realize we're going to cause them trauma. It's just going to happen. We're going to mess up.
Hey, you're not going to be.
So what advice do you have for young parents?
You're not going to be perfect. If you made a mistake and you hurt the child and you know you did, when everything's calm, have a little talk with them. Apologize and just give them a big, long 20-second hug.
And look at their moon sign.
Learn to love them by their sign.
Ben just needed to have fun with you. He just needed to get creative.
And he needed routine.
Taurus sun. Was I not the child with a Scorpio moon that said, just put me in my room and leave me alone for
yes, you? You were 3 years old and you're like, nappy, closed door. I'm like, oh, I thought this was going to be hard.
That's my safety, just isolation, alone.
I like that too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's go make a snack. Thank you for sharing those really great words with people. It's nice to hear someone. You're born in 62, so how old are you?
Old. I'm 62 and 62.
Okay, so there you go.
62 from 62.
You'll have to come back and record an entire episode.
Oh, whatever you want to talk about.
We'll do it.
I got skills.
I know you do. You're so interesting. The Age of Aquarius, we need to hear it. So thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Lightworkers Lounge.
Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy it.
Go out in nature. Plant a seed.
Oh, that was so fun. I love recording with my mom. Sorry about the audio quality. We were sharing one microphone and I gave her most of it. So that's why I sound a little muffled. Happy Mother's Day to everybody listening to this. I know this holiday can bring up a lot of different mixed emotions. I'm right there with you with the mixed bag of happiness, joy, excitement, pleasure, pain, grief, loss, wound. Whatever it is for you, know that you're not alone. You're in good company. And I hope you guys enjoyed having my mom on the show to explain the birth chart. And go look up your Ceres placement. Really dive into your moon and think about how whatever sign your moon is in is the lens you view your mom from. And remember, every sign has an empowered and a disempowered side. So have you been looking at your mom through the disempowered side of the sign of your moon? Can you switch it, transform it into the empowered side, no matter how that looks? I love you guys. Lightworkers-lounge.com to sign up for a private reading with me. And please subscribe to our newsletter, also at lightworkers-lounge.com. See you guys in the next episode. Sending love from the beautiful Midwest USA and beyond.